Olympic Countdown. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. 5 weeks until the Rio Olympics. Time to put the finishing touches on the city. Let's check the news and see how it's going.
Police say a mutilated body has washed up on Copacabana Beach.
The visual of these body parts right in front of where the beach volleyball area is being built.
It's not going well. And very different from the promise 7 years ago.
Throughout the city, the passion of Brazilian fans will be infectious. But on the Copacabana sand, that spirit will truly come to life during beach volleyball.
Well, they got the infectious part right. In addition to the pollution problems, there is fear of getting the Zika virus, which has some athletes skipping the trip altogether. Some of this is out of Brazil's control, especially the drop in the price of oil, which has pushed Brazil back into recession. But this also looks like an example of a government seeing the Olympics as a magical event that could somehow cure an enormous and corrupt bureaucracy, which in Brazil's case restricts free trade, promises benefits it can't deliver, and thrives on bribery. The Olympics have only turned a spotlight on these problems, with the government building spectacular stadiums even as its hospitals fall apart. Of course, one thing still going for Rio is the matchless natural setting, so long as reporters don't look behind the postcards.
The brown stuff there, that's all raw sewage?
Yes.
This is just unreal. I mean, this water is black.
But on the bright side, they still have 5 weeks to fix it. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.